to the land, shadowing with wings, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, that sendeth ambassadors by the sea, even in vessels of reeds upon the waters. Go ye, swift messengers, to a nation tall and clean, to a people feared far and wide, a nation meeting out and treading down, whose land the rivers have divided. All ye inhabitants of the world and dwellers on the earth, see ye when he lifteth up and ascendeth on the mountains, and when he bloweth a trumpet, hear ye, for so the Lord said unto me, I will take my rest, and I will consider like a clear heat upon earth, like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest, for a fourth harvest, when the bud is perfect and the sour grape is ripening in the flower. He shall both cut off the sprigs with pruning hooks, and take away and cut down the branches. They shall be left together to the fowls of the mountains, of the earth, and the fowls shall summer on them, and all the beasts of the earth shall winter on them. In that time shall the present be brought to the Lord of hosts, of a people tall and clean, from a people feared far and wide, a nation meeting out and treading down, and the rivers have divided, to the place of the name of the Lord of hosts, the Mount Zion.